this weekend, Scott.
Oh man, I am excited. We are 2 days away from Endless Winter. I cannot wait.
I know. It's just going to be absolutely amazing, isn't it?
I'm ecstatic. We're less than 48 hours away from Endless Winter.
We've been talking about it for the past month and a half now.
Since we started the podcast on December 5th, we've been plugging Endless Winter, talking about every week. Every week we've had a new match announced, and then when the final match got announced, we've been just plugging every single match. It's just, it's finally here. You know, it's the
anticipation. Yeah, right there. Darnar is so excited.
Yep. It's going to be a great show. I cannot wait for Saturday.
Oh, I mean, you know, like I said, we've been talking about it and just absolutely been looking forward to it. Now, let me ask you, Scott, what are you looking forward to the most on the card?
I mean, it's hard to specify one match because there's so many matches that I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the TNT versus the Fam for the rematch for the tag titles. I'm looking for Dexter versus Mickey Midas. I'm looking for Tobias versus every match on there I'm looking forward to. I can't pinpoint one exact match that I'm looking forward to, but one, I am going to put one at the top. It is Ricky Cruz versus Playboy. Fans bring weapons match. PYT is
going to
be
locked
up.
Yes.
So that, if I had to pinpoint one exact match, that's the one that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, Darnar's right there with you. Fam versus TNT, Playboy versus Ricky. I mean, you know, it's just an absolutely stacked card, top to bottom. We're going to get the first qualifying match for the new NGW Women's Division title. Yep.
And that's going to kick off this year-long qualification tournament. By the end of the year, we will have a new NGW Women's Champion.
Well, not just a new, but the very first. And you can only be the very first once.
Exactly. History is being made. I mean, all these matches for the women's title are qualifying matches. So everything's on the line with all these matches.
And then, like you said, we've also... I mean, something else that I'm absolutely looking forward to is this right here. Champion Dirk Holthar. Or Chaotic Champion CW Graves, I'm sorry, going up against Dirk Holthar.
Yep. And, you know, with the Great Heathen Army there, I mean, you know they're going to be at ringside. I mean, you know, you see...
Yeah, they got to be there. They got to support their guy.
I mean, you've seen what they did at our sister promotion, IWA Survival of the Fittest. They clean house and won all the titles. So, I mean, now they're on a winning streak right now. And CW Graves has been not on the greatest of streaks lately. He's lost two title matches back-to-back. But I'm not counting CW out because CW did beat Sid to end his 2-year undefeated streak to win that Chaotic Championship.
Yes,
so
he did.
I know both these men are going to bring everything they can in this match, especially with the Chaotic Championship on the title. You know, Dirk Holthar is looking to add one more belt to his collection.
Yep. And also, I said TNT versus the Fam.
Yep.
Our guests tonight are the Fam. They're going to be looking to recapture the NGW Tag Team Championships. I'm sure they might have a couple words for you, Scott.
I mean, I'm going to take fault where fault is. I didn't see the switch. I mean, I am going to take responsibility on me. It was my fault for not catching it, but it happened so quick that I did not catch it.
Yeah, we'll go over that a little bit with them because, you know, we've got, you know, a little bit of pictures there. But before we actually bring the Fam on, I wanted to go ahead, and I'm not sure if you saw on Facebook earlier this week, Marcellus Knight actually spoke with Alex Steele backstage for a moment about their upcoming match. Would you like to see that, Scott?
Yeah, let's see it.
Hey, man. What are you doing back here? I'm looking for you everywhere. What you doing?
I'm getting ready for our match, January 18th. You know, I took some advice.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, a famous wrestler once said, you know, you can take these boots, shine it up real nice.
For rectal use, what is this?
Oh, that's because, like rectal I said.
Use, where,
I'm shining this boot real nice because when we get our rematch against TNT,
yeah,
I'm gonna shove this boot straight up.
Okay, I got it.
That's what the sticker is for.
So you gonna put for rectal use only a sticker on your boot? Where did you even get this?
Don't worry about all that. Just know I got friends.
Who makes?
You know what? Don't worry about all that. Just know,
look, man, you,
that when we get in that ring, January 18th,
look,
in Mascoota, I'm gonna shove my boot.
Okay, I got it.
So far,
no,
up
I got it. Stop. Just yeah, okay.
They're gonna be tasting shoelaces.
I don't need to know what they're gonna be tasting. They're gonna feel.
Just know. No, hey, you should be on the same page.
I'm on the same page. Okay?
Then that way you should be shining up your boots.
I don't.
So
to,
we can stick both our boots.
I don't. We don't.
Because it's two of them. It's two.
I can.
How they beat us. Twins.
Yes.
Twins.
Yes. They use their. We're just.
The twin magic. Fairy godparents.
Listen. Calm down.
I'm just saying. I'm so excited.
No, I get it. We will go in there, and we're gonna do what we do. And this time we're gonna keep our eyes on him. I don't know about this because like we do family friendly.
Oh, he's family friendly,
and we don't.
That's
we don't,
why it says rectal.
Yeah, but we don't need little kids being like, "What's rectal?"
Hey, they say you learn something new every day. We're going to teach them what rectal is by shoving my boot straight up their rectum.
Can we stop talking about shoving stuff anywhere?
I'm just saying, it'll be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
You know what? Shining boots is tight and all, but let's just focus.
Hey, I'm going to need you to get way off my back about it. I'm focused.
Are you focused?
Oh, I'm focused.
Like you got about 12 stickers there.
That's not the point. That's how focused I am.
That's one boot.
That's how focused I am.
Where's your other boot?
The other boot's done. It's drying. Wait till you see that one.
It's drying?
Yep. I have to make sure the sticker's going to come off.
Look, just promise me you're going to be ready. Like, all this is going to be done and ready.
Oh, it's ready.
By the 18th.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice, done, shined up real, real sparkly. I can turn it sideways.
Listen, we're not. Look, I get it. Just be ready by 18.
I'm ready. You better be ready. Shine your boots.
I can't. I just.
Shine your boots. Jesus, shine your boots.
Well,
Marcellus Knight shining his boots up.
I mean, it looks like they're coming in prepared, you know, for this match.
Yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and take a quick look at the fam's accomplishments. NGW Tag Team Champions, WPW Tag Team Champions, Marcellus Knight's accomplishment, the first ever NGW Heavyweight Champion, IWA Productions Tag Team Champion twice, WPW No Limits Champion, WPW United States Champion, IEW Midwest Champion, Alex Steele, WPW United States Champion, and WPW No Limits Champion. And fun fact, both men are a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Which I'm also sure they're pretty big fans of normal Dragon Ball too. But, well, Scott, what do you say? Want to go ahead and bring the fam on?
Yep, let's bring them on.
Marcellus Knight and Alex Steele, welcome to NGW High Voltage.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
My brother's over there. Look, he's over there. He's over there. He's
pointing. My computer's a little laggy, so I might be delayed a little bit on answers and questions and responses. So I promise I'm not ignoring you.
That's all right. So let's go ahead and start out here by super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
That's what you said.
What is that? Is that thick and time bomb?
It says ticking, fool. Hey. Somebody said, do the fusion. Hey, daughter!
Did I say tick? It looked like it said ticking.
I mean, I'm not the smallest guy. I am pretty fat. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? Like I said,
I could have sworn I said thicken.
Yeah. I bet you did. And you got on glasses and you still can't read. Jesus. Anyway, yeah, I mean, as long as
you don't know my setup over here.
As long as that guy right there pays attention, I don't know how you mistake them. They got two different hairstyles.
Well, okay. In my defense, the match was moving very quickly, and it was so fast that I didn't see it. But now, hey, I got new glasses.
Hey, you should be the expert on being really fast.
Well, I should be, but
that's not the point. Two different hairstyles.
Yeah, well.
Magic. Yeah, fairy got pants.
Yeah, and I think one of them had
Magic Mom, what's elbow going on?
Pads, and the other one didn't.
Well, I didn't see the elbow pads. All I seen was you getting the roll up and you getting pinned. That's all I seen.
And Scott, I believe it's Terrell, has a tattoo on his arm.
He said you got pinned. I'm pointing. It may look weird, but I'm pointing at him. See?
Yeah. I mean, all I seen was a pinfall, and I immediately went into action and did my job, what I was supposed to do.
2 point over here.
You know.
I mean, in Scott's defense, let's take a quick look at what happened here. In that Scott was actually checking on Steel.
I was checking on Steel because he got hurt.
Yeah, but look, he has a man bun. The other one doesn't.
I didn't see the man bun. All I seen was the roller, and it went right into the pin.
You got man bun and Xavier Woods over here.
Yep. And like you say, yo, Terrell, I believe it's Terrell has the tattoo on his shoulder There's plenty there.
I'm doing all right, Pageant Mom. How you doing? And just in case y'all didn't know, I'm also streaming this on my Twitch channel as well. So everybody gets to see it.
Oh, all right. And everybody, don't be afraid to comment down below with your questions for the fam so we can go ahead and get some fan interaction going. And also, make sure that you're posting some comments and questions down below, because later on, the fam is going to play our special game, Shock Therapy. And if you haven't seen it yet, what you can actually win here, let me pull this bad boy up, is an actual huge poster.
That's what she said.
That is huge.
Look at this.
Man.
Good Lord. Will be signed by everybody at the show.
And to jump on what you said earlier, yes, we are huge fans of regular Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Super, all of them. Not so much GT, but all of them. we're just fans of comics. And I mean, look. Look, so yeah, just two blurs together.
Well, I mean, if you want some evidence of that, it's Melee and Mosquito when you faced against.
we pulled up.
Sorry,
the
we faced
drop.
Against Dexter and Logan when you guys pulled
the fusion.
I wish I had a better angle for that picture, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's for Melee and Mosquito when you actually captured the tag team championships from the executive order.
Which
and
one?
I was pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised.
Wait, right away. What happened? What y'all talking about?
Yeah, that
match of the year.
What happened?
How'd you get a plaque and I didn't?
Because it's simple. I was there. You wasn't.
Did you get my plaque?
Yeah, but I'm only showing mine.
Well, no, I want mine. You better have it on Saturday.
You better show up on Saturday. That's all I got to say.
I'm
going to show up and show out. So,
what's that? What encouraged me to wrestle?
Yeah.
So, funny story, I was working with a gentleman by the name of Mike Dollar, who started complaining about headaches and not asked him what happened.
With Top Dollar.
No, not Top Dollar. But he was complaining about a headache, and then next thing I know, he's like, "Yeah, I think I got a concussion from a chair shot." I'm like, "Who hit you with a chair?" So next thing you know, I was sitting.
You're getting hit by a chair now.
Yeah, I was sitting front row at a show hosted by Full Throttle Wrestling, and talked to a few people.
Shout out to FW.
Yeah, that was back in 2005. Gonna age myself a little bit there.
Yeah, you're pretty old.
Yeah.
So you decided to get into wrestling because somebody got a concussion.
Well, I mean, I've always been a fan of wrestling, but
I got a concussion from a chair hitting my head, and you were thinking, "Oh, that sounds like fun, right there. That's right on my alley."
Well, first of all, I thought, like, well, this is interesting. Let me check this out, because I never even knew independent pro wrestling was a thing up until that point. So, I mean, and I didn't even think about how to get into the world of it. So, yeah, when I had the opportunity.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when I had that opportunity, I just jumped on it.
I broke the camera guy. Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, the chicken.
A real chicken. Yeah.
That chicken. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just proves right there that you never know what you can see at an NGW show.
No, anything can happen. Anything at all.
I got some even big plans coming too.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, you were shining up your shoes real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till you see them. Oh.
Are they done drying?
See, thing is, like this guy over here, he doesn't tell you what's gonna happen.
What, that guy? Or that guy? What about that guy?
No, you. There.
Oh. He's this way.
No.
Yeah.
That guy. The other way.
It's the other way.
Talking to
point
you.
Away.
No,
the other
point
way.
The other way.
Point the other way. He's this way.
He froze.
This way.
This way.
Him?
No. The other way.
I'm talking about you.
The other way. You're pointing the wrong way. Point the other way. There you go.
That's not nice.
Now you got the other way.
Who would I want to wrestle in the future?
Here we go.
To be quite honest, anybody. I don't care. I will wrestle anybody anywhere. I don't have any specific ones in the future, although I do got a friend coming to the show. I'm going to keep that a surprise. I mean, still, you know him. And you're going to be happy to see him when he comes up. And I've beaten Playboy plenty of times. I'm tired of wrestling him. We never actually got to be in the ring and chop it up. He's going to be one of the ones I would love to get in the ring with. You want me to tell you who it is or just wait till you get there?
Yeah, I think that's something best kept as a surprise.
Yep.
I mean, well, now is this person just going to watch the show or are they going to get involved in some way?
Oh, no, they're watching for now. But me and him have talked about a few things and we'll see what happens in the future. I can see the future.
I have a feeling I know who this is, but I don't want to say in case I'm wrong or spoil the surprise.
Now, somebody I'd like to see go against tonight would actually be C.W. Graves.
Oh. You know what? I ain't got a problem wrestling C.W. We're both some big dudes. I mean, he's taller than me. He's got me by a few inches height-wise. Remember that, height-wise.
Yeah.
but I ain't got a problem chopping it up with him.
That'd be a heck of a match.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a beat down for sure. It's gonna be one of those matches who you'll never know who's gonna end up literally walking out of it, because neither one of us quit until the other person is down for good. So the fact is that we both keep coming back is just going, I just got to say, you better block out at least an hour or so, because hell, even when the bell rings, who's to say we're going to stop?
You know, Dardar's got a very interesting question in the chat here. He wants to know, what encouraged you to first say chicken? Second of all, who is your wrestling idol?
Funny story. Since I am a gamer, me and a few other gamers who play with us, you know what? He's one of them. The camera guy, he's one of them. He's one of the guys that play online games with us, and we play a survival game. We play several, actually. And in each survival game, you have to, you know, get food and do all that. And in each one, there's always a chicken. So every time we see it, I just yelled out, chicken, because nobody ever else really sees it because they're quick and nimble. And, of course, the black guy always points out the chicken. So it just became a thing. So every time we see each other now, it's an inside joke. We just be like, chicken. So all the ones that play games with us, we all know what it means. But everybody else is just me just randomly saying chicken. But we all know what it means. And every time I say it, Alex pees himself a little. So I try to do it on purpose every time to make him laugh a bit. So with that being said, we all try to one-up each other by trying to, you know, make each other laugh and break and just not be able to function correctly. And I just decided, you know what? I'm finna finish this war and beat everybody. I contacted a friend of mine, and I got a live chicken and brought it out with me. So, therefore, I won the war of the ranks. And as far as my wrestling idol, in the big leagues, I will say it was Shawn Michaels and Randy Orton. They were my two biggest idols of the older Attitude Era and then the newer era. But on the independent scene, one of my idols was the Hollywood Stud. May he rest in peace. He was the one, sit back, chill, talk to you like a regular person, and then go out there and beat the crap out of you. Me and him, before his passing, was in a heated feud going back and forth for the No Limits title. And I got the pleasure of being his last match. So, with that being said, he has always been an idol of mine. I always listened to what he says. I always took his words of advice and put them into play. So at this point, that's who my independent idol is.
You know, I'm going to actually pitch that question to Alex, too.
Well, he didn't start chicken.
No, on who the wrestling idol is.
Oh, okay. And I think he's frozen.
Yeah, I think we lost a little bit of a connection there.
Woman, where's my super suit? Oh, Frozone over here. Anyway. And then look at the dumb look on his face. He got frozen, too. Oh, he's back. Everybody stop talking about him.
Yeah, that's my
little brother. I could talk about him if I want.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. All my screens went like.
Oh, he's freezing up.
You got hey, little bro, you got to upgrade.
Awful.
Fiber. I got fiber. You got to upgrade.
I can't get fiber.
They
won't let me get.
That's what you get.
Okay, I think I'm back now. What?
Yeah. All right, did you catch the question?
Okay. Was that a question to me? I didn't catch anything. Oh, God.
I heard those say something, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, it's not his wife. He didn't catch nothing.
The question was, who's your wrestling idol?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, tough question, like, huh? This is the hot seat.
Yeah. So, like, professional wise, like WWE, AEW type stuff. I mean, I've always been a fan of Triple H, and just I've always gravitated to the heel personas. So when I first started really getting to wrestling, it was Triple H all the way, just being diabolical and playing all kinds of mind games. You know, then obviously I'm a fan of The Rock. You know, I model a lot of my wrestling style after the Rock itself. So, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of different wrestlers that I kind of look up to, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, because you're short. You have to look up to a lot of them.
Yep. Here's another great question. Bo Steel and Marcellus, how are you going to beat TNT? Like, what is your plan to beating them?
Oh, this is simple. And this is something even Scott will be able to do it.
You talk about shoving boots.
I'm a stick my boot.
Not the boot.
No, I'm telling you, that's how you're going to figure it out. Because you're going to be like, wait a minute. One's got a boot up his. Oh, I know the difference now. I'm going to just shove one boot up one of them.
Just
that
one.
Way you can tell, Scott,
okay,
which one is the difference, because one has a boot, the other one doesn't.
That's a little bit easier
Scott
to tell.
Scott did get new glasses, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Ali's got new glasses, too, and he still can't read, so what, I mean.
Hey, man.
Well, I think I'll be able
to
tell.
I just saw it real quick, okay?
You know, it's... It's one of those things, though, where we got to think about, you know, TNT, Terrence Terrell Hughes, they obviously came in with a plan. So you got to wonder, you know, they did a little bit of trickery in order to get the tag team championships off of you guys.
Well,
that can't be the only thing they have up their sleeve.
You know what, camera guy, I'm going to tell you this. That I honestly don't believe was part of their plan, because that was something off the cusp, only because, you know, like they say, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face. And we punched them in the face quite a few times. So it probably reshuffled everything they had in their head. And they was like, how are we going to do this?
I mean, yeah, you hit them pretty good a couple of times, like you said.
Look, and even in that picture, he smells so nice. A little loving embrace.
That's what I work with that guy.
But you know, they also dished it out pretty well too.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you
look at Steel. He's just out there looking like, hey, I see this. I'm gonna stay out here.
I'm over here like, damn.
And that was the exact same face I was saying. Yeah. Yep. Either that or I was yelling chicken. I don't know. One of the two.
It wasn't chicken. I know that.
I probably saw a few drumsticks floating around like old Looney Tunes cartoons. But
now, obviously, you're not going to want to reveal, you know, outside of your boot strategy about what you're thinking of doing, but Are you thinking you're at least going to have another cookout to discuss how you're going to squash the beef?
It's cold. I think we had enough talks on the phone and video chats and stuff like that. While, you know, we both had our times with our families over the break. And, I mean, we got a solid game plan. Hell, we had a solid game plan last time. But, you know, unforeseen variables changed that plan.
I mean, you saw what they had to do to beat us.
Yeah, they had to resort to some underhanded tactics, is the one way to put it. Oh, and Darnar wants to know what your favorite moves to do are.
Well, my favorite move, as you all seen, is the Nightfall. That puts them out, plain and simple. But the second favorite, I would have to say, is my belly to belly. Because it looks so sweet.
Yes.
It's a little too sweet, if you know what I mean.
I mean, it also disarms your opponent. It's like, he's hugging me. Wait a second.
It's a little unusual. I've been unfortunate to take the Nightfall once or twice.
No, but, you haven't.
I would say my favorite move that we do is yes, we're not going into that.
Okay? No. You've taken the nightcap.
We're not bringing up
that. You've taken the nightcap. No, I developed Nightfall when you decided to stay home.
Nope. I've been in both. I have video of it. That was when we did our whole rivalry best of three.
That's because we was trying to figure out which one was better.
That was when you turned on me for money. Okay, if we're gonna go there, you turned on me for money. That's what it was about.
It was then, no, it was not.
You know, we got back together.
You know
we
what? It was not about money. It's in the past, I'm telling you. Your wife paid me off to do it so you can stay at home with the kids.
Oh, now you're going to tell.
She was tired of you, us going all over the road, being together, and she was tired of being there with the kids all the time. She's like, look, I'm going to need you, since you're my brother-in-law, to make sure that, you know, your brother is at home with
the
kids.
She wanted you to all yell at me?
I mean, it kind of worked.
Why'd you try to old yell at me? Kinda. No. I mean, I was out for a year, but I blame that on Halbert.
We got Max asking a question.
Answer Dara's question.
Hold on. Go ahead and finish your question, still, so we can keep going.
Okay, I just want to say my favorite move is the reunion that we do, and then a move that I haven't used yet in NGW that I call the final flash. So hopefully we'll see that get broke out on Saturday.
All right. And Max, to answer your question, all I got to say is it's about time. I'm glad he finally saw the light. Which is funny coming from one of the darkest people in this ring.
I wasn't going to say that.
He saw the light and saw how manipulative Halbert really is. We was trying to tell him since the beginning. He didn't want to hear it. He thought Halbert was going to help his career. We tried to tell him that it's not going to do anything but put a cap on it. Because if Halbert don't like the way things are going, he is not going to, you know.
He's not going to have you back.
Yeah, he's going to turn tail and run. Yeah. So the fact that he finally saw it and did what he had to do, look what happened. He finally did it, and he finally got his flowers, so to speak.
Yep, he's walking away at the he walked away at the end of last year with the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
And congratulations on Dexter for doing that. And I'm sure Logan should. I hope Logan's do, they're both great competitors. We've mixed it up. They're great competitors. We need them to get from under Halbert's, let's just say, left nut, because he ain't right. And, you know, do their own thing.
Oh, Dardar wants to know if you think Playboy cheats.
You know what, Dardar? I'm going to give you this honestly. No, I do not think Playboy cheats. I know he cheats. I've been in matches with him. I know for a fact that boy cheats.
See, I like to call it creative strategies rather than cheating.
Totally agree.
It's a creative strategy if there are no rules.
Let me tell you. I'm just saying. Let me tell you. I tell you what. I was in a Royal Rumble style match with Playboy, and this guy, he did. I can't remember who it was, but he did some move to an opponent, and they crawled over for the pin. And I just looked at him like, bro, what are you doing?
In a rumble, like, he tried to
I don't know why that pin just interrupt. Oh, yeah. He tried to go for a pin in the middle of a rumble. And I'm just standing there. Like, here's three wrestlers just standing in the middle of a ring with nine other wrestlers around us. And we're just staring at each other. Like, I don't know why that just popped in my head. That was one of the funniest moments I had in the ring with Playboy.
My goodness, you know. Yeah, swinging back to Dexter and Lowe. I mean, you guys had a series of matches with them at the beginning of the year before you finally were able to capture the NGW Tag Team Championships at Melee and Muscuda 2.
Yeah.
And it each time they use some creative tactics in order to squeak out a victory. But once it became a generally no rules situation because it was a tornado tag team match, you guys were able to knock it out of the park.
Well, the first time you guys faced each other, they did the count out. You know, they won by count out. Then the second time you guys faced each other, they won by the double disqualification. So it had to lead to this, to where
There was nowhere for them to run.
Yeah, exactly, because they tried everything they could. They got counted out. They got disqualified. They did everything they could to hold on to those tag team titles, because you cannot change titles on a disqualification or a count. And they knew that, so they were going in that knowing that they can retain those titles. But then when it became the tornado tag, there was no rules.
Yeah, and what I was going to say, what I've noticed through my time, you know, as an independent wrestler is, I'm at my best when there's no rules and things just break down into chaos. So, I mean, I felt 1,000% comfortable in that type of match. I mean, me and Dexter went fighting through the stands. I think I put a figure four on him. Yeah. I mean, that's like my element right there.
That shirt, yeah, I mean, Sid's going to kill you.
So I mean, it was. I mean, right out the gate, you know, they just showed us that they couldn't beat us straight up. So when it got to that point, I mean, it was just completely downhill for them at that point. But still, like Marcella said, great competitors. I'm glad that they finally saw the light and has moved on and stepped out on his own. And then look where he's at. You know, he's the heavyweight champion right now. And maybe sometime down the road, you know, one of us, myself or Marcel, challenge him for that title.
Yeah, so. Yep. Dexter, you're a good friend and buddy of mine. But remember, I am coming back for what was stolen from me. So.
And truth be told, I've kind of had my eye on that Lightning Division Championship. I think that blue would look really good across my shoulder, so who knows? Maybe we'll be double champs here soon.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna put it out there and wish it into existence.
So Max, we got asked, Max
asking what your favorite moments of the last year are.
Hey little mama, how you doing? You know what, Alex, you go ahead. I got a lot of things to think about. I don't know. I mean, capturing the tag championships finally was great.
Yeah. I mean, that was great. One of my favorite moments was my return to in-ring competition.
That was a good moment.
That was good. I mean, I had a lot of nerves. It brought me back to a moment, or it brought back the feelings of, you know, walking out there for the first time. You know, because I still get butterflies standing behind the curtain, but like on that night, it was like freaking eagles flying in my stomach. So,
not chickens,
not chickens, no chickens.
Oh, do you even have that picture still up? Because the look on Steele's face,
man, you brought that chicken out. I didn't know what to do, like, because I walked out slightly ahead of you, and I turned, and I'm like, what the heck's he got? And then I realized what it is.
I kept it a secret the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I don't know how he pulled it up. And then, I don't know if I'm spoiling anything. I mean,
hey, I don't Amazon know how he pulled Artemis, this off. How you doing, sweetheart?
But, you know, Marcellus was talking about the queen riding a goat to the ring.
So, riding a what?
My goat. Royal Highness. No, it was not a goat. It was a what donkey. Was
yeah. Like, how the heck are you going to get that in the building?
I don't know. But I wanted it to be an ass riding an ass. That's what I wanted the tagline to be. Because everybody knows I'm an ass. Are your eyes better, Scott? She's talking to you.
After dealing with Donde, yeah, my eyes are better. If I actually went to the eye doctor, because Donde took me to the eye doctor, and it wasn't the eye doctor. It was the iPhone doctor. So I had to actually go to the actual eye doctor, and then I'm still missing my car. Donde still got my car. I don't know where he is.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. But Don Hart said TNT looks like the new day from Wish. More like Emu. Because Wish ain't, I don't even think Wish is around anymore. I think it's now Temu.
Yeah. Well, at the end of that match, I mean, obviously you've seen the desperation in TNT because they knew they had to pull something off to win those titles. So, I mean, it seemed like you had them, and then they had to pull that little twin magic trickery because it was a desperate move because they knew probably they weren't going to walk out with those tag titles if they didn't come up with something. So when they did that twin magic, I mean, it shows that they had to pull everything to beat you guys.
Yeah. And that's what I've seen with every team we faced so far. I mean, even the Heathen Army, you know, they had I remember all their names, but oh boy, that pulled me out of the ring and tried to mess up my leg. You know, it's like, if you guys can't beat us, just don't get in the ring. I mean, it's that simple.
Pretty much.
You're going to embarrass yourselves. And on that same note, though, I mean, I did see that the Heathen Army was able to claim the IEW tag title or IWA, one of them.
IWA.
Yeah,
IWA
tag team titles.
Yeah.
IWA. Yeah. So I'm sure, IWA, you know, they're going to come back around.
And it's going to be the same result.
Sorry. It'll be the same deal, but I'm sure, you know, they'll meet up again. They did give us quite a bit of a challenge, you know, but it wasn't anything that we could handle. And again, you know, they.
The best part of that match, I got to pet that dog.
That was one of the best parts because they were like, I want to pet that dog. And then you finally got to pet that dog.
I finally got to pet that dog.
Oh, my gosh. They were not. They were not very happy about that.
Oh no!
I got to pet that dog.
Yeah, Rixer was a little upset about you petting the dog.
Yeah, I mean they wouldn't let me. I was like, "Hey, what the dog doing? Can I pet that dog?"
So, hey, you know what, Scott? You didn't see the tag in that match. What's so? Wait a minute. You didn't see the tag there. You didn't see the switch in the other.
I think he's on the tape.
Yeah, do we need to have a conversation?
I'm not on the tape. Okay. It was just it happened so quick that just all I seen was you getting rolled up for the pin, and my instinct kicked in with the pinfall, so I went for the pin. You know?
He didn't hear a word I said.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
I don't even want to know.
We're going to talk to HR.
Yeah, we're going to HR about you.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't be the first going to HR, so, and you're not going to be the last.
Dar's got a great question for us here. Steel and Marcellus, how do you feel about Donde?
I love the guy. Donde is awesome.
I
want to see more of Donde.
I feel that Donde needs to figure out a way to get in touch with Papu Chancho, and they need to have a play date or something.
Oh, that would
if
be
Papu Chancho is.
And if we can get Paradox in there with him,
oh my lord! Oh,
Donde
my
has this amazing superpower that. He never knows where he is, but he's always in the right place.
At the wrong time.
Yeah, because he's usually in my car. Somehow he finds his way into my car, and I usually have to take him everywhere he goes.
But yet he's not at the show, so what does that say about you?
That means I drop him off. When we stop at 5 Taco Bells on the way to the venue, when he goes inside, I just hit the gas and just leave him.
I
get tired of stopping.
Speaking of which, Scott, Donde swung by my little retreat the other day, and you're going to need to clean up the backseat of your car real well.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
I don't even want to know.
I mean, there was just piles of taco wrappers back there.
Oh, that's every weekend with Donde. It's literally like, when I clean the car out, it's literally like wrappers everywhere.
Now, what about Scott? Lesson learned: never give Donde your car.
Well, I couldn't see, so I don't know who picked me up. I didn't know it was Donde till I got in the car. I thought somebody else was picking me up. Somebody sent Donde to pick me up, and I didn't know it was him till I literally got in the passenger seat, and then I heard that voice, and I'm like, "Oh no!"
Was it Herman?
Yeah, Herman.
Herman said, "Well, you know, you guys are." Hey, I don't know if either of you have had the chance to watch our show before.
I do. I watch every week.
Oh, so you are probably...
You should know that. I comment at least once on there every week.
That you do. So you, Marcellus, are at least familiar with my personally favorite segment of the show.
Oh, no. We got Preacher in here now.
Oh. Preacher, current right to fight contract holder for the Lightning Division Championship.
Now, Preacher ain't nobody to mess with either. We've tussled up a few times, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
So, Alex, if you're not aware, Shock Therapy is a segment that we ask our guests. 3 questions, and if you guys get 2 of the questions right, you win one of those big posters for one of our viewers.
And so far, they have not had a loser, so don't mess it up.
No, you're under me.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, we have had a winner every single week since we lost the since we launched the podcast. So
how'd you lose the podcast?
Not lose the podcast.
Since we lost the podcast.
No, since we lost the podcast, we have not had one loser of Shock Therapy. So,
but before we started the podcast, we had a couple practice rounds with Scott, and he lost every single time.
Oh yeah, it's
all right. Well, that gives me a little bit of.
I mean, you just got to be smarter than me. So if you're smarter than me, then we're good.
But now this week, you two are going to be playing for Max Coil.
Hey, Max! All right, let's do this.
All right. All right.
So,
do we get to work together?
Yep, you guys get to work together. You know why you get to work together?
First time ever.
That's right.
And coincidentally, your questions this week are all about family.
Don Toretto.
Are you ready?
You've heard of Fast and the Furious? Well, I'm the Fat and the Furious. Let's go.
I don't know. Scott can even see the question, Sarah Breacher.
Probably not.
All right. Sure didn't see anything else. Yeah. All right. Are we ready for the first question?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
that's good. All right. First question. Who said, I don't have friends, I got family? A, Tony Stark. B, Batman. C, Vin Diesel in The Fast and the Furious. Or D, Hannibal Lecter?
Let's see. I don't think it was Tony. Batman, his family died.
All of them.
Who's got Alfred? Alfred's not family. He's like an acquaintance.
Alfred's family.
I'm gonna go with C, Mr. Diesel.
That's what's so funny. I agree because I was the Fat and the Furious.
You agree? All right, and it is C, Vin Diesel, Fast and the Furious. So one down. You just have to answer one more, and you win that side poster for Max. Are we ready for question two?
Ready for question two.
All right. Who exemplifies the importance of family above all else? A, the Cardassians. B, Vin Diesel in The Fast and the Furious. C, the Brady Bunch. Or D, the Simpsons.
Oh, this is a tough one. It's very tough. Oh, man.
Yeah, because
the Kardashians are all about money and special tapes.
Money, special tapes,
and surgeries.
Plastic.
The Brady Bunch, they was a big happy family.
That was a big happy family. Three boys and three girls.
Yeah.
And they came together as family. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it, Steel?
It does. It does.
How many kids you got? How many kids you got? Anyway.
I got enough.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on? I mean, The Simpsons, Homer does have a thing at his desk that says, don't forget about her, and it's pictures of Maggie.
Yeah.
But out of all that, I still go say B.
I'm going to go with B. I mean, I'm between B and C, but I'm leaning
towards B. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel? You're right! It is Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious. Yeah. All right, so congratulations, Max, Marcellus Knight, and Alex Steele, the fam, have won you a signed poster. You guys want to go for it to see if you can get 3 for 3?
Do it. I ain't scared.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. All right. And the third question. In a high-stakes car race, who would risk everything to protect their family? A, Speed Racer. B, Lightning McQueen. C, Mario. Or D, Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious?
Oh, this is even tougher. I mean, Lightning McQueen didn't have any family, so he's out. Mario can't stand Luigi, so he's out. If you watched any of the Dorkly things or anywhere, Mario can't stand Luigi.
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, there was that video back when the one The Switch Mario Kart game came out where it had Luigi giving that dirty look to Mario. So
oh, yeah.
I don't think Mario feels the same way, or Luigi feels the same way.
Right. And then, see, if you would have said Racer X, I would have picked A.
Oh.
But Speed Racer, he don't care. He was just worried about his monkey and the little kids. What was the monkey's name? I can't remember.
I don't remember. Chimp, I think.
Chimp, maybe? I don't know. Let me
say Bubbles.
No, that's...
I know. That's
somebody else's monkey.
Yeah, it was Chim-Chim.
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 Because it was a chimpanzee. Ain't that something? I never tripped off of that till just now. I'm still going. I'm going with D.
Yep, it's got to be D.
Gotta give him the D.
All right, and it is Vin Diesel and Fast Five. Yeah! It's all about family, guys.
It's all about family.
Right. That's right.
And the D.
And the D.
Oh, congratulations, Max, for the fam pulling out a victory here for you tonight. Let's see if they can pull out a victory on Saturday, though.
What do you mean, let's see? Hold on. See, now you need to put some respect on our name. Ain't no we'll see. It's what's going to happen. So, with that being said, Max, are you going to be there to witness this and to get your poster?
So, Max should definitely be there.
All right. That's what's up. Can't wait to see you, Max. And sign your poster in front of you. I'm not going to sign it until you get there and have it in your hand.
Yep.
But there is no we'll see.
Yep. Max says, of course, he'll be there.
Like I said, there is no we'll see. It's going to be we are. There is no doubt in our mind that we are going to walk out NGW Tag Team Champions. Wait a minute. Wait for it. Two-time NGW Tag Team Championships. El Championes. Yes.
Oh. You know, one of the interesting dynamics, I think, of this match coming up between you and TNT is all the other title matches. Well, no, I have to take that back. There is no Right to Fight contract for the Chaotic Championship, but the Heavyweight Championship and the Lightning Division Championship both have the potential of the Right to Fight contracts in play.
Oh, and, Alex, go bye-bye.
And if I remember right, Marcellus, when you were defeated by Chris Cade for the NGW Heavyweight Championship, you utilized a Right to Fight contract.
It was robbery.
It was robbery?
It was robbery. It was robbery. I'm going to leave it at that. Trying to keep it PG-13. Trying to keep it PG-13 at least.
Yeah, we try.
But let me ask you this. Let's assume for the moment that you will be walking out two-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
You know what they say about the word assume. It makes an ass out of you, not me.
Right.
I don't think that's the right.
That's the saying I'm going with because it's not going to make an ass out of you and me. Yeah. It's just going to make an ass out of you, not me.
It's only getting one ass. There's only one ass here.
So, you mean to say when we walk out, continue.
All right, when you walk out, how would you guys feel about the introduction of a Right to Fight for the Tag Team Championships?
Well, seeing as that my history is gone with Right to Fight champions, I don't know about all that. It's just going to give dirty players an inkling to do what they do. However, with that being said, I welcome it. That's going to automatically keep us on our toes, our heads on a swivel at every point. We're going to always be expecting it, which is going to bring up our A game even more because we're going to just know that at any point in time, somebody could come out and try to cash in. So at that point, it's not going to be a cash in one-on-one after we're beaten down. It's going to be a cash in for a triple threat, because we're not going to let that happen to us again.
Well, if history does repeat, we did have a right to fight for the tag team titles at the first right to fight with the heavyweight title and the tag team titles, and they did cash it in during a match for the tag team titles.
That's how the executive order won that.
Yes, they cashed in during the match and made it a triple threat tag team match, and that's how they won the titles. So we did have a right to fight for the tag team titles. We just don't have a current one right now. But
right,
you know,
Dardar, I have lost. I've lost count, sweetheart. I've been doing this since 2008, and if you know math, it's a lot. Sometimes I've had three matches in one night. I've been put through tables. I've been hitting the head with chairs. My math ain't mathing all the time. So I couldn't even tell you how many. I know it's a lot, though.
Yeah.
So with your match come up, let me ask you, are you guys comfortable having Scott referee your next match against TNT?
Here's the real question. Do we have a choice?
Well, I can always bring Donde.
Go ahead, bring Donde. He can at least count to three.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
All we got to do is make sure Donde is not distracted by his bag of tricks or anything, and we should do fine.
Yeah. Oh, Phoenix in the chat here. Scott signed a new contract, saying exactly what is expected of him for 2025.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's lock solid. What does that mean, Scott? You signed a new contract with what's expected of you.
Well, let's just say I got to keep a better eye on a lot of stuff going on in matches now.
Hey Scott, what you got in your background? I can see in your background. What you got back there?
Oh, I got something blocking my. I don't really have a studio like you got a studio. I just do it wherever I can in my house, in the quiet place in my house. So
I can see past your blockage. What you got over there?
I just put a blanket up so that way I got something.
I'm trying to see past it. I can't see.
It's just my wall on the other side of it. It's just
no, the other side.
What?
That side. That's what's over there? Oh, I see toys.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. This is my toy room, so yeah.
Those aren't adult toys, are they?
No.
We don't want to see those.
No.
You keep those to yourself.
No. They're my Funkos and my collectibles that I have.
So, right.
Question for each of you. Outside of your own match, which match at Analyst Winter are you guys looking forward to most to watching as a fan?
Honestly, I am interested in watching the Dexter versus Mickey Midas match. Only because I know what Mickey can do. I know what Dexter can do. I've seen Mickey's matches. I've seen footage of him. It's going to be a hell of a match, as well as ours. Honestly, all matches are going to be great. I'm still looking forward to the Playboy and Ricky Cruz match, because I want to see how he's going to try to weasel his way out of that with PYT being locked in a cage.
Yes.
It's going to be quite interesting. Yeah. So, honestly, there is no match over the other matches. They're all going to be something I look forward to in its own right. So I'm looking forward to the whole show, honestly.
Yeah, and you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity that the female wrestlers are going to be getting in NGW.
NGW Women's Championship.
But I have a look in the company, and Yeah. And I have a little stake in the company. And with this move for the inaugural women's champion for NGW, it's going to help expand the company and really allow for more opportunity for female talent. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what matches are coming down the road for the women's division.
Oh, yeah, those are going to be some fire matches.
I mean, last year we brought in some top female talent. I'm just excited to see who we bring in this year for this women's championship.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be quite the stacked division. No pun intended. That we're going to have female talent. So, I'm just looking forward to all of them, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, you're looking forward to walking out two-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to sleep a little bit heavier because I got to go once again.
Yeah, you'll be able to turn back on that show that belt reward on your Twitch stream.
Oh, no, I never turned it off. It's just a different belt now. It's just one of the belts I wear on my, you know, suit pants. It never says which belt. It just says show that belt. So I just show them a regular belt.
But now you'll have a nice gold belt to show again.
Right.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough for joining us here tonight. Did you guys have anything that you wanted to say or promote before you take off for the evening?
Well, only thing I got to say is everybody come show up and show out because, you know, it's going to be one hell of a show. And don't forget to tune in to Twitch TV, Marcellus Knight, KNYGHT on Twitch TV, and come watch me play video games with other people like Alex, the camera guy, oh, over there, and other wrestlers and stuff like that, friends. We just play whatever games. We play horror games and get the crap scared out of us. It's fun time. We even have certain nights where, you know, viewers can come in and play the same games. So, I mean, just show up and show out for everybody because, you know, we in there like small underwear. And in the famous words of James A. Janisse, be good people. That's pretty much all I got to say. So don't meet me there. Beat me there this Saturday and on Twitch.
Yeah, and all I have to say is, you know, I hope to see everybody out on Saturday and reclaim our championship, become two-time champions, you know, and just celebrate that moment with us. That's it for me. I don't have all the fanciness that Knight has over there.
All right. Well, Scott, did you have anything you wanted to ask before we let the excuse me,
Llama,
next two-time NGW Tag Team Championship? How you doing, my friend?
I appreciate you as well.
Yeah. Welcome. I don't really have anything. I mean, I'm looking forward to Saturday. I mean, it seems like the fam is ready for TNT, and I mean, that's going to be a great match. I mean, they know what TNT is capable of now, so now they're heading in with a different mindset, you know. But I think it's going to be a great match.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us this evening. And we will see you both on Saturday.
Yes, you will.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
Deuces.
Well,
you know, it's a great time.
2 days, Scott. Yep,
2 days. I mean, this is going to be the final time we are going to be talking about these matches before the show day. I mean, let's just kind of go down the card, what we got, you know, coming up Saturday. I mean, you know, make sure you guys get your tickets early because, like I said, with the one match, fans bring the weapons match, Playboy versus Ricky Cruz, PYT locked up. I mean, you want to get there early. That way you can get a front row seat and bring whatever weapon you got, and it can be used in that match possibly.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. When they're coming out to the ring, if you have a front row seat, you have the weapon right there. You know, they're going to be kind of window shopping when they're heading out to the ring.
Exactly. I mean, if you come there late and you're in the way back, they're not going to get to you. But if you're right there front row, they're more than likely going to grab your weapon and use your weapon in that match, and you will be a part of that match.
Knowing Playboy, he's probably going to grab your weapon right on the way to the ring before the match starts.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I said. You get in 30 minutes early before the general mission. You get to meet some of the wrestlers. You get to pick your seat. I mean, it's a no-brainer there, especially with this match coming up. And, I mean, we got a lot of different matches. I mean, we got the Lightning Division, Tobias Storm, taking on TJ Kellis. But don't forget, Preacher is the right to fight for the Lightning Division. That is always in the back of their minds, of TJ's
mind. And Playboy is the right to fight contract holder for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
That's why I said they have that, you know, Playboy.
So, well, Dexter and Mickey Midas are going at it for the first time. Yeah. Playboy could come out, turn that into a three-way match.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I said. It's just, we got these right to fights, so they can cash in at any time, shape or form. And then, you know, of course, what we talked about, we're focusing on our women's division here at NGW, because this is going to be the first of the qualifying matches for the NGW Women's Champion that we will be having, as Lexi Green takes on Nyx. You know, we've seen Lexi Green a couple times at NGW, but Nyx, we've only seen her at our sister promotion at IWA. And I mean, these two, I mean,
Lexi Green is a force to be reckoned with.
Yes. And with it being a qualifying match, because, I mean, you got to win to keep going in this qualifying tournament to win the NGW title. So they're going to bring everything in this match.
Yeah, they're just going to leave everything on the mat there. It's going to be something else. And then we're also going to have CW Graves versus Dirk Kothar for the Chaotic Championship. And that's going to be, I dare say, a chaotic match.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the Great Heathen Army out there. I mean, you know, the Great Heathen Army is there to support Dirk Kothar. And,
Nardar with the heavy hitting question here. Hey, camera guy, who do you think will win against Dexter and Mickey? That's a hard one. Mickey is a world travel competitor. He has wrestled in Mexico, and he has wrestled overseas in England. He's been on AEW television. He's wrestled for GCW. He's wrestled OVW. He had training sessions with Bret the Hitman Hart. But on the other hand, you have Dexter Roswell, who is the head trainer of the Ignite Wrestling Training Center. I mean, you have him coming off of his first successful title defense against CW Graves, where he had to dig deep and pull out something he's never had to pull out before, and that was a top rope landslide kick. So it is going to be an absolutely outstanding match, no matter what. So I'm going to have to answer this question the same way that I had to answer the Playboy versus Ricky question, in that from a photography perspective, what I would love to see would be Dexter retaining, because the image of one of my favorite pictures from last year was Dexter holding up the championship after the year that he had, and just that look on his face of I've finally done this. And then there was also the picture at the end of Centralia Slam where he was sitting on the ring apron with the title in his lap after having put everything he had into that match. So I know, I know from a photography perspective, I can count on Dexter to give me some outstanding photographs. So from a photographer's perspective, I'm hoping Dexter's going to win that. But at the same point in time, from a photographer's perspective, I hope that right after he wins it, Playboy comes out and cashes in the right to fight contract.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, they're going to bring everything they got in that match, because Dexter is not going to let Mickey Midas come in on his debut and take that title from him. Dexter,
but we've seen somebody come in on their debut and take the title
We have. And history could repeat itself. But I know Dexter, what he had to go through to get that title. He had to deal with Halbert's crap for so long. He finally got away from Halbert. Then he had to beat Logan and CW in a three-way dance. Then he had to beat CW. He's doing everything he can to hold on to that title. So he's going to do everything he can to walk out still, because he knows Halbert's stacking the decks against him with Mickey Midas. He's going to do everything he can to retain that NGW heavyweight title.
Yeah. 2 days. Make sure you get your tickets right now. Go to ngw.ticketleap.com. Save a little bit of money. Get your tickets. Be there first. Get in the doors early. Make sure you check out those merch tables, because actually, you know what? For the first time, Camera Guy's going to actually have merch at the shows. I've got, check this out. Check this out, Scott.
What is that?
This is a mug. A thermal mug that looks just like a camera lens. I got one right here.
Oh, man.
You can pick these up on Saturday.
Wow. Man.
You want one of the special Camera Guy cups?
Oh, man, I might have to get one, you know. And, you know, we got the NGW heavyweight title on the line. We got the tag team titles on the line. We got the Lightning Division title.
All the titles are on the line.
And then also, when we had Sid Holland last week, Sid Holland versus Logan Ridge with the Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight championship is going to be on the line.
Yep.
Sid made it official that he's going to put his title on the line. So now we have four championships on the line.
Four championships and a qualifier. It's just.
Yep. I mean, this is starting off. We're starting
days.
Off. We're starting off 2025 with a banger
with a bang.
Of a show.
That's just...
Yes. And it's just this show. This Saturday is going to set the year for NGW, and we are starting off extremely hot with this show. So,
yeah, but I just want to say thank you for everybody tuning in tonight. And we also want to thank our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscatine, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And Scott, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we sign off and see everybody on Saturday?
I hope everybody comes out Saturday. I mean, I know the weather. I know it's cold outside, but, you know, I promise the Lou Civic Center is going to be nice and warm in there. And we got...
Yeah, it's going to be great returning to the Lou Civic Center.
We got hot action. I mean, it's going to be a great show from start to end. I mean, it's going to be a great show. I mean, what better to do than sit inside? I mean, get out in the cold for a little bit, come inside, join us. I mean, this match is going to start off the year of NGW. I mean, we're going to be a phenomenal year.
All right. But thank you, everybody. Make sure you get your tickets right now, ngw.ticketleap.com, and we will see everyone on Saturday.